Good morning. High pressure is locked in across interior New York and New England with mostly clear skies. Another chilly start to the day. Temperatures mostly in the 20s to begin this Monday. However, even some teens, especially across the higher terrain, are out there. Readings will climb back up through the 20s and into the 30s with brilliant sunshine today. It'll be seasonably cold this afternoon with highs mainly in the upper 30s and lower 40s. That high pressure will slowly drift away tonight, so after a clear start, clouds will be allowed to increase late at night and toward tomorrow morning, with temperatures dipping back into the 20s once again. A disturbance moving out of the lower Mississippi Valley toward the Ohio Valley and eventually Great Lakes will move in tomorrow. Cloudy skies to start. A few pockets of freezing rain or drizzle are possible, particularly across the Catskills in the pre-dawn hours tomorrow, but most of the region will remain dry through sunrise. At this point, temperatures will climb out of the 20s and 30s and back up toward 40 degrees, and as that disturbance heads toward the Great Lakes, more of us will pick up just plain rain showers in the milder air. Rain showers will be likely tomorrow evening and overnight, and with that storm system pulling through on Wednesday, we'll expect more clouds and showers with highs in the mid-40s. On Thursday, the upper-level portion of this disturbance will pass through, keeping skies partly to mostly cloudy. We even run the risk at a few passing rain or snow showers, mainly over the mountains, with highs in the lower 40s. At this point, a new ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will build in. Also, a surface high will keep it mostly sunny and dry Friday and into the first weekend of December, and temperatures will go above average again with highs in the lower to mid-40s Friday, middle 40s on Saturday, and middle and upper 40s for the day on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level cyclone moving out of the Rockies will produce a storm across the southern high plains today. This low and its associated front will track northeastward across the central plains and into the upper Midwest. The storm will produce heavy snow over parts of the central and northern plains and into the upper Mississippi Valley. Winter storm watches, warnings, and advisories are in place for these areas with up to 6 to 12 inches of snow possible and higher amounts locally up to 15 inches for southwestern parts of Minnesota. Light freezing rain accumulations of up to a tenth of an inch will also be possible from northeastern Kansas into central Wisconsin. Ahead of the storm, a lingering stationary boundary draped through the southeast continues to produce heavy rainfall from the lower Mississippi Valley across the Tennessee and lower Ohio valleys into the mid-Atlantic states. There is a slight risk for flash flooding across the Tennessee Valley and the southern Appalachians, and flash flood watches have been issued. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Komatsu Air Force Base in Japan at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Chitose Air Force Base in Japan at 4:43 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility in clear skies, 10 above zero, with the wind out of the west at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 26 degrees, the dew point 17, 69% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.47 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, and Naples, all in Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston partly sunny near 40, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature, 35. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday. For the month now, 1.75 inches, which is 1.43 inches below normal. And 34.98 inches for the year, which is 1.33 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 30 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 541 and 1,049 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 67, set in 1933. And the record low, 10 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning is at 7.04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4.23 p.m. 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the middle to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs right around 40. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely near 40, more showers Wednesday in the mid-40s, a mix of sun and clouds with just a passing rain or snow shower Thursday in the lower 40s, a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-40s Friday, mostly sunny mid-40s Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds with middle to upper 40s for highs on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.